Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel recently celebrated the 20th anniversary of the passing of the Frank R. Wolf International Religious Freedom Act. Some of our representatives in our Washington, D.C. office were able to meet with Ambassador Sam Brownback. We're going to be talking about the importance of religious freedom on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, our Liberty Counsel director of public policy, Jonathan Alexander, and our executive director of our D.C. ministry, Peggy Niedneighbor, met with U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, as the United States celebrated the 20th anniversary of the International Religious Freedom Act. This was passed 20 years ago, Matt. October 27, 1998 is when it was actually passed and signed into law. And this actually is such an amazing celebration of international religious freedom. We enjoy religious freedom here in this country. It's under challenge, of course, as we all know. But in other places around the world, they don't even have the beginning, a scintilla of religious freedom like we enjoy in America.
Yeah, and in 2016, just a couple of years ago, Congress voted unanimously to pass the Frank R. Wolf International Religious Freedom Act. This was an amendment to the 98 law, and the amendment was named after one of Congress's most vocal champions of religious liberty. It improves, Matt, U.S. religious freedom diplomacy efforts globally. It better trains and equips diplomats to counter extremism, anti-religious extremism. It addresses anti-Semitism, which is certainly in the news right now, and religious persecution, and mitigates sectarian conflict.
Yeah, we have a press release that goes over a number of the benefits and particulars of this act. It created a designated persons list for individuals who commit egregious violations of religious freedom worldwide, created a comprehensive religious prisoners list, persons who are detained, imprisoned, tortured, and subject to forced renunciation of their faith. It integrates religious freedom into every aspect of U.S. foreign policy. And it goes on and on. It requires international religious freedom training for all foreign service officers, requires that the ambassador at large for international religious freedom report directly to the Secretary of State. So it really elevates the importance of religious freedom to that level. It also created the entity of particular concern, a designation for non-state actors like terrorist groups. Mm-hmm. It created a special watch list, a two-tier system at the state, and it creates this watch list for these different states where religious freedom is under attack. And it sets congressional expectations, among other things, for staffing for the International Religious Freedom Office and the expansion of religious freedom program grants. Earlier this year, even before this 20th anniversary celebration, Ambassador Brownback was at our office in Washington, D.C., and there also kicked off the first event in history, bringing people from around the world to celebrate and focus on religious freedom. Ambassador Brownback, in cooperation with the State Department, hosted this in the very first event of that international religious freedom conclave, if you will, actually kicked off at our office with Sam Brownback speaking and then having prayer for the International Religious Liberty Ambassador Brownback.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have it as a regular basis, and it was the first ever International Religious Freedom Ministerial, and that was just this July of 2018.
That's true. You know, but I was just thinking, you know, here in America, we have the privilege, you know, our founders created this country on the basis of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's a privilege that we have, and that many and many other countries do not have. But even here in America, we have to continually stand for that. We have to continually fight for that, as we see that in the news every week with Christians being persecuted for their faith and in other instances. So it's so important that we celebrate this and we continue to understand the privilege that we have of religious freedom.
You know, on our Facebook for Liberty Council, we posted a handwritten note from a fourth grader, and it has tens and tens of thousands of views. And it is written subsequent to the Tree of Life horror.
Right, the synagogue.
Where people were targeted because they were Jews. And let me read it, because it really says from a fourth grader what really needs to be said from all of our mouths. It says, "Dear Tree of Life, my name is," and we blanked it out, "I am Jewish, and I am in fourth grade. I am very mad and very sad. And if anyone is reading this, I just want to say I will honor and pray for those who got injured or died or helped. America was created for religious freedom. And when something like this happens, we need to make the good voice louder than the bad voice." Now, that comes from a fourth grader.
That's touching. How can you not be moved by this very wise fourth grader? Make the good voice louder
than
the bad voice.
Yeah. I mean, and that just, it's so simple.
But so profound.
But it's very profound.
And that's what we do every day here, trying to make the good voice louder than the bad voice.
Yeah, and he understands that America was created for religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an attack on religious freedom. These individuals, these Jews, were in their synagogue. They had prayer services. They had a dedication of a child, a naming celebration of the child. And without any warning, horrible, this man walked in, intent on killing Jews.
And, you know, we've seen this happen in other churches and other schools, you know, so it's those places where you would hope to be safe are not becoming safe any longer because that bad voice keeps, you know, hurting people.
Yeah, unfortunately, that bad voice is so prevalent even in American politics on the left, with the BDS movement, hostility toward Israel, sympathy toward Palestinian terrorism. And so we see that, and that, you know, I believe that spurs that kind of anti-Semitism on.
Yeah, and, you know, what we see, of course, here in this country, we've seen an attack on a church, Christian church, and then we see an attack on a synagogue here with the Tree of Life Synagogue. And we see also attacks on religious freedom. At a much different level, we see, you know, the censorship of religious freedom. We see attacks on religious free exercise, and we have to litigate those issues. You spread your horizons outside of the United States, and you have the BDS movement against Israel. You have the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic attempts to literally destroy Israel and the Jewish people from the land which God promised them and where they've been for thousands of years. And then, you know, we, with our ministry, Liberty Relief International, we have, you know, the parameter of seeing what happens around the world with Christians being persecuted. And just because ISIS is not as in a strong position now as it used to be, thank God, there are people around the world that wake up every day that sharing the gospel or converting from Islam to Christianity, they understand that that could be a death sentence. We actually had someone from India, a pastor, come to our office and share about what's happening in parts of India. And in the northern parts of India, where you have more of an Islamic presence, converting from Islam to Christianity, they understand that puts their life on the line.
Right, and they see many missionaries being killed regularly because of their faith.
Because of their faith. And so I'm glad that we have a president who has appointed someone like Sam Brownback and creates religious freedom both in America and around the world as a high priority. As this fourth grader said so eloquently, America was created for religious freedom. And when something like this happens, we need to make the good voice louder than the bad voice. Amen. Join us in making the good voice louder than the bad voice, both here in America through our representation for religious freedom all over the country, and with our ministry, Liberty Relief International, to help persecuted Christians and religious minorities around the world that are suffering for their faith, particularly their faith in Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, lc.org. Don't take religious freedom for granted. join us in this ministry, lc.org. You can go to our online store and support Liberty Council financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community. The website again, lc.org.